and the crush and missed. Lana Zack, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, decreasing clouds in the lower to mid-60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies in the mid-60s. For Friday night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 43. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, 73. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The Garden and Dodge City Police Department's asking for the public's help in their search for two thieves that they say stole more than $120,000 worth of electronic merchandise from the two cities' United Wireless stores. The burglaries to the businesses happened last Wednesday. Police in Garden City say thieves broke in and used five-gallon buckets to fill up with more than $57,000 worth of merchandise. In Dodge City, the thieves got more than $71,000 worth of electronic devices. Authorities in the western Kansas towns asking anyone with information to contact the Dodge City or Garden City police departments. The condition of the Rice County undersheriff who was shot when he tried to stop a man on a federal firearm charge has been upgraded. The KBI and Rice County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 48-year-old Rice County undersheriff Chad Murphy's condition has improved from critical to serious. I'm Rick Averett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts on the radio. Use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams in your area and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network.
Crop producers, you know you can produce a higher crop yield while reducing the impact on valuable natural resources, including water supplies and soil, with the proper nutrition and management. Tyree Ag partners with AgroLiquid Fertilizers and Pioneer Seed with the goal of prospering the farmer while safeguarding the environment. Tyree Ag offers quality aerial and ground applications, precision ag services, and a broad selection of crop protection and biostimulant products serving South Central Kansas and Northwest Oklahoma. Visit Tyree Ag today at TyreeAg.com.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is seeking $35 million to improve corrections officer salaries and inmate health care and to transfer inmates out of overcrowded state prisons. Kelly this week submitted an amended budget proposal for the spending year that begins July 1st for lawmakers to consider as they returned to the State House yesterday for a brief wrap-up session. Back in February, the governor declared an emergency at the state's most crowded prison because of serious staffing shortages. The state of Kansas reporting that it collected $81 million more in taxes in April than anticipated, even after officials issued a more optimistic fiscal forecast during the month. The State Department of Revenue's report yesterday came as Republican legislators attempted to revive a tax relief bill. The Revenue Department said Kansas collected nearly $1.2 billion in taxes during April when it expected a little more than $1.1 billion. The surplus was 7.3%. Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A new report says an April survey of business supply managers suggests there will be solid economic growth over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwest and Plain states, including Nebraska. The report issued yesterday says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped to 55.9 last month from 58.2 in March. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below that suggests decline. Authorities have identified two people killed in a wrong-way crash earlier this week on I-80 in eastern Nebraska. The State Patrol says the crash Monday killed the wrong-way driver, 56-year-old Cesar Perez Lopez of Columbus, Nebraska, and the driver of the pickup he hit, 39-year-old Ronald Fersh of York, Nebraska. I'm Rick Everett with Thursday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours, so we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual survey of Kansas County's health rankings were released recently and showed Nemahal County second only to the state's most populous Johnson County in terms of health outcomes and fourth place overall in health factors. The two are a combination of data reflecting overall contributing factors to a community's health and wellness. Marshall County was listed 10th in terms of health outcomes, and Washington came in at 21st. With regard to health factors, Marshall County ranked 18th and Washington 17th. Health outcomes relate to length of life, premature deaths, quality of life, physical and mental health. Rankings include data on housing affordability, safety, and security. Considering those factors, the five healthiest counties in Kansas are Johnson, Nemahal, Pottawatomie, Waubonsie, and Riley. Again, Marshall County places 10th and Washington 21st place overall, respectively. Health factors include a broad determinant of physical activity, smoking, and alcohol consumption, as well as factoring uninsured rates, health care providers, hospital stays, and lifestyle factors such as education and poverty rates, crime statistics, and physical environment. In that component, Nemahal County also finished high at number 4, with Washington and Marshall counties back-to-back at 17th and 18th place. The entire survey results are available online at countyhealthrankings.org. The database may be helpful for community leaders in developing strategies, taking steps to increasing opportunities. Measured effectiveness of the impact of local decisions are shown by a continuum of rankings year to year and further recognize both challenges and success in many areas. Fraud awareness continues with almost constant reports to local authorities of various scams, most all of which are seeking access to personal and financial information. Many are well disguised as legitimate requests from companies that a resident may in fact do business with, including banks, credit cards, utilities, and others. Solicitations are generally initiated via phone calls or email communication. If in doubt, return a call to the provider or business directly. And if you remain uncertain, contact authorities or service agencies for guidance. The best caution is not to provide any personal or account information unless you're absolutely assured the request is legitimate. USDA has extended the deadline to May 17th from May 1st for ag producers to certify 2018 crop production for payments through the Market Facilitation Program, which helps producers who have been significantly affected by foreign tariffs, resulting in the loss of traditional exports. USDA's Farm Service Agency extended the deadline because heavy rainfall and snowfall have delayed harvest in many parts of the country, preventing producers from certifying acres. Payments will be issued only if eligible producers certify before the updated May 17th deadline. Irene L. Hicks, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Irene Hicks. Mary Bell Tregoning, age 89, of Barnes, formerly of Waterville, passed away March 22nd. Graveside and Urnment Service, Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Antioch Cemetery, southwest of Frankfort. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Bell Tregoning. David M. Rowdy Bush, age 73, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for David Rowdy Bush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, a wheat roll, green beans, and cherries. Tomorrow, breaded chicken patty on a bun, pasta salad, carrots, lettuce, and tomato, and fruited jello. Check of a school and community calendar, regional tennis competition today. Marysville High track teams at Sabetha this afternoon. Forensics showcase this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system affecting the eastern parts of the Midwest, bringing heavy rains and thunderstorms. We have the stationary boundary that extends into the southern parts of the United States, just to the south of us. It looks like we'll see decreasing clouds for this Thursday, but because of this boundary, could see maybe some spotty rain showers for tomorrow. Otherwise, finally, this will move off towards the east, but we do have another system that will sweep down from the north, bringing chances for some rain showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, continuing into Sunday. The good news is we'll finally see temps back into the 70s for the weekend. So looking at the forecast, for today, decreasing clouds, lower to mid-60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers, cloudy skies in the mid-60s. For Friday night, partly cloudy, low of 43. Saturday, sunny, lower to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 71. Record high on this date, 89 in 1987. The average low, 49. Record low is 26, set in 1963. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22. Sunshine returns this morning in Marysville, 44 degrees with a light northwest wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of May. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
What's better than warm evenings and cold drinks? Hang out on the patio at Landall Lanes and enjoy the spring weather with music, drinks, and food made fresh. Head inside for cosmic bowling every night or dine in the Bulldog Room. Welcome spring at Landall Lanes.
Portland evens it up and Kluber goes down. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Trailblazers are headed back to Portland after tying up the Western Conference semis with a Game 2 win in Denver.
Offensive rebound. C.J. McCollum steps back. Three. Yes, sir! C.J. with the offensive board and the triple.
On KPOJ, C.J. McCollum starred for Portland, scoring 20 as the Blazers topped the Nuggets 97-90. Baseball, a rough night for the Indians. Cleveland announcing two-time Cy Young winner Corey Kluber has a non-displaced fracture in his right forearm after being hit by a line drive during the Indians' 4-2 loss to the Marlins. Kluber will be reevaluated today but is likely to go on the IL. Meanwhile, the Rockies wallop the Brewers.
Driven to left center field. High and deep and out. out of here. Touch him all time for Nolan Arenado.
On KOA, Nolan Arenado homered twice as Colorado beats Milwaukee 11-4. The Red Hot Cardinals got out the brooms in D.C., topping the Nationals 5-1 to complete a sweep and win their fifth straight. Buster Posey was the walk-off hero as the Giants topped the Dodgers in a low-scoring affair by the Bay.
Buster swings, wide drive, base hit, left field. Here comes Duggar. Taylor up throwing. It's a strong throw. The slide. Tweet! And the ball game is over!
On KNBR, 2-1 your final. Stanley Cup, the Hurricanes are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals after winning Game 3 over the Islanders.
Momentarily has a problem handling that puck. Sebastian Aho with a turnover run for the score! They score! Justin Williams!
On WCMC, Toivo Teravainen scored twice and Carolina won 5-2 to take a commanding 3-0 series lead. The Stars beat the Blues 4-2 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. Omaha Beach, the favorite for this weekend's Kentucky Derby, has been scratched due to a breathing problem. The horse had been a 4-1 early favorite. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Main Street Bank would like to take this time to salute our local FFA chapters for teaching our youth about the many aspects of agriculture. Main Street Bank, independent and family-owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Optimism is growing that the U.S. and China could wrap up a trade agreement this month. Trade officials from the U.S. and China concluded talks in Beijing yesterday, and another critical round scheduled for next week in the U.S. The Trump administration has appeared to be ready to walk away if an agreement isn't reached soon. But Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on Twitter that he and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer concluded productive meetings this week. The South China Morning Post reports that the U.S. has dropped the demand that China halt alleged instances of commercial cyber theft to bring an end to the long-running tariff dispute. A deal at this point between the U.S. and China expected sometime mid this month, with a possible signing of the agreement for June. But the agreement doesn't mean the end of tariffs. The U.S. planning on keeping some of those tariffs on China. China will likely keep retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agriculture products, according to a Chinese trade expert. The majority of farmers and farm workers say financial issues, farm or business problems, and fear of losing the farm are impacting farmers' mental health. Other factors include stress, weather, the economy, isolation, and social stigma. That, according to a new national poll out by Morning Consult, was commissioned by the American Farm Bureau. Polling found that many rural adults have either personally sought care or have a family member who has sought care for a mental health condition. 3 in 4 rural adults, or 75%, say it's important to reduce the stigma about mental health in the ag community, while 2 in 3 farmers and farm workers say the same. Large majority of rural Americans polled agree that cost, social stigma, and embarrassment will make it harder for them to seek help or treatment for mental health conditions. In response to the results, Farm Bureau President Zivy Duvall said, "We can and must do more to address farmer stress and mental health issues in rural America." That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Wednesday proved to be a positive day for corn and Kansas City wheat. Plus signs for both at the end of the day. May Kansas City wheat up 3 at 389 and a quarter. July up 6 at $4 even. Corn did well. May corn up 6 and 3 quarters at 360. July up 6 at 368 and a half. So a positive day for corn and Kansas City wheat. Soybeans, on the other hand, finished lower, although they did come up off of the day's lows. May beans down 1 3/4 at 839 and a half. July beans down 2 1/4 at 851 and 3/4. Slightly better news for bean meal. May was steady at 296. July bean meal up 20 cents at $300.30. Bean oil was down. May down 20 points at 2738. So mixed day across the soy complex, but corn and wheat did well. It was a mostly lower day for cattle. June live cattle down 37 at 113.87. August down 80 at 110.97. Later months all down. May feeders down 22 at 141.37. August feeders up 7 at 149.22. But then after that, everything back down again. Hogs had a strong day on Wednesday. May hogs up 280 at 87.10. June hogs up $3 at 91.22. July hogs up $3 at 95.37. So we'll be looking at expanded limits today
on a Thursday. So cattle did not fare so well, but the hogs had a great day in the livestock complex. Cotton was down. May cotton down 7 points at 75.91. July cotton was down 7 points at 76.71. So not the best day for cotton either. Taking a look at the energy markets, we saw some plus signs with heating oil and natural gas. But late in the afternoon on Wednesday, June crude oil was down 32 cents at 63.59. July crude down 30 cents at 63.68. So another tough day for crude oil. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's a reason Kansas is called the Heartland. Here, we look out for one another. We help those in need. And we're guided by practicality, not politics. But for too long, Kansas has missed an opportunity to do what's right for 150,000 of our friends and neighbors struggling to afford health insurance. Many who work in industries like construction, retail, or farming. Jobs that may not offer benefits or pay enough for someone to afford coverage on their own. That's why expanding CanCare is so important. It provides affordable health care options to every corner of our state while bringing our tax dollars back home to strengthen local communities by investing in health and creating new jobs. But time is running out. Join with the Alliance for a Healthy Kansas in telling your state senator to do what's right. Tell them to support CanCare expansion today. Kansas can't afford to wait any longer. Paid for by Community Care Network of Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. We have heard a lot about dairies that are not doing well. They are failing. They are selling out. We will hear from a dairy farmer who is doing okay with his cows, but is doing really well with another mammal. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Inside the city limits of Glendale, Arizona, Paul Roby has a dairy farm with 2,000 Jersey cows. And last year, Paul decided to supplement his cow dairy with a sheep dairy. He started milking sheep and selling cheese from sheep. He talked with our friend Orion Samuelson about how it's going.
Well, the sheep cheese is going fairly well. We've made some really incredible, incredible cheeses. We're trying to get them marketed around the valley here. We have them going into a few of the nice restaurants and in a few of the stores and kind of boutique places as packaged cheese. So we're still doing that. We keep gaining on lambs because, as you know, they have twins and so we're gaining on numbers, and we're up to about 1,800 ewes right now that we have. And so we're having our lamb meat at a number of restaurants as well. And so the sheep operation is doing fairly well. I wish the cow dairy operation was doing as well as where the sheep is doing.
We'll talk about the dairy cows a little later, but about those sheep, Dave says he started small.
Well, we started with about 30 or 40 that we initially started and then grew them up. And we had probably about 400 of the meat sheep when I realized that you can milk a sheep and you can make cheese out of it. And, oh, by the way, you still get that nice big lamb that you can fatten up and sell the meat on. So you didn't lose the meat part of the equation. It's kind of like the Holstein steer, is that you can milk the cow and you can also raise a nice piece of meat off of the steer in that regard. And so consequently, we've basically traded those meat sheep for dairy sheep and then just kept growing them, acquiring a few, but also just coming by natural growth through our lambing and through having the ewe lambs, continuing keeping those. And so we're going to continue to keep growing it. We're not milking all of those. We're only milking about 70 right now because we don't have a big enough cheese sale market yet to if we were milking all 1800, I'd be overflowing with milk and cheese.
Cow and sheep milker Dave Roby. back after this. Every good season starts with one great deal. Buy two or more Ag Firestone tires for one big instant discount using the Firestone Farm Hands Rewards. Find out how to take advantage of savings on the best Ag tires through the Firestone Farm Hand Rewards program by contacting your farmer's cooperative tire branch. These large instant discounts are available through May 31st.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 4 8- to 9-month bred spring cows, 3 to 4 years old, 15 red Angus, 6 to 7 month bred cows, 5 years old, 9 mixed, 7 to 8 month bred cows, running age, 5 black cow-calf pairs, 5 to 7 years, 7 Charolais cow-calf pairs, running age, 7 black cow-calf pairs, 6 to 7 year old, 3 black cow-calf pairs running age, 8 replacement quality Simmental Angus heifers, 8 to 8 1/4, 12 black and red steers neffers weighing 4 to 6, 15 black steers 4 to 6, 22 black steers neffers weighing 4 to 6, 15 black and white faced steers neffers 4 to 6, 65 black and red steers neffers 4 to 6, 20 black steers neffers weighing 4 to 6, 50, 110 weighing in at 4 to 6, 50, 26 red steers neffers 4 1/4 to 6, 12 black steers nevers 450 to 6, 150 weighing in at 450 to 650, 9 black baldy heifers 475 to 650, 12 black and white faced steers nevers 480 to 650, 30 black steers nevers 5 to 6, 18 black heifers 5 to 6, 12 black baldy steers nevers weighing 5 to 6, 20 black steers nevers weighing 5 to 6, 12 black steers nevers weighing 5 to 650, 25 black and white faced steers neffers 5 to 675, 68 mixed steers 5 to 7, 20 black heifers 5 1/4 to 5 1/2, 15 black and red steers neffers 5 1/2 to 6, 35 black and white faced steers 5 1/2 to 650, 42 black baldy steers neffers 575 to 675, 25 black and red steers neffers 575 to 7, 58 black steers 6 to 850, 60 black yearling heifers 7 to 775, 65 weighing 8 to 8 1/4, another 65, 8 1/4 to 850, plus 120 black yearling steers, 8 75 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:31 from KNDY. Sunshine returns, 44 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs top 60, but still on the cooler side of average Thursday, Friday, heading into a warmer weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Alberto Mondesi hit a two-run homer in a three-run first inning, and the Kansas City Royals held on to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 last night in the opener of a doubleheader. Jacob Junis won his second consecutive start, both against the Rays, after winning at Tampa Bay on April 24th. He allowed 2 runs on 6 hits in 6 1/3 innings, walking 2 and striking out 2. Kansas City became the last American League team to reach double-digit wins. The second game of the doubleheader also proved victorious for the Royals as they downed the Tampa Bay Rays in the second game by a margin of 8-2. Up next for the Royals, it's the final game of the series with the Tampa Bay Rays. They'll be playing again at Kauffman Stadium this afternoon. First pitch today is set for 1:15. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah. It's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours, so we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Built Ford proud.
The Giants have told Corey Valentine to skip the team's upcoming rookie minicamp to mourn the death of a Washburn University teammate who was killed in a shooting that also injured New York's sixth-round pick just hours after being taken in the NFL draft. The Giants' draft choices and rookie free agents were to report today and practice tomorrow and Saturday. Hundreds of people gathered in Topeka on Tuesday to remember the Washburn.